The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Meow, 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 meow.
Not bad.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Lumos. Hello friends, welcome back to Shell Cottage Radio. I'm your host Ezra, aka Bill, also known as your friendly tech wizard, former captain of the Hufflepuff Quidditch team, the flannel wizard, yours truly, me. Please welcome your lovely design witch, the fascination of fourth year, and my wonderful co-host and yours, Lottie, aka Fleur.
Bonjour, schön, dass ihr da seid. Willkommen zurück to our little cottage on the outskirts of Tinworth. Come on in.
Welcome.
This is the eighth episode of Shell Cottage Radio, in which we will talk about the life of the now well-known and beloved Fantastic Beasts character, Newt Scamander. But before we get started, how are you, sweetheart?
You know, I'm good. I'm really good. There's actually a lot we want to talk to you guys about today. friends, we're happy you're here. We're happy that you're listening. And we're happy to be back. I think it's been like a month and a half or so since we've recorded our last episode. And we got a lot to tell you,
yes.
Actually. A lot to tell you. It's been a wild kind of crazy ride. I wanted to mention at the top of the show, before we get too far into this, stick around towards the end. We have some major shout-outs for the likes of Laura, Josh Dahlke, Brian, and others, okay? At the end of the show, I just wanted to kind of give you guys a major shout-out there and read a few things from you at the end. So stick around for that because we are so excited. We have some new plans coming up. We have sort of a mission going forward, and we're just fired up. Sweetie, can we talk a little bit about, like, the start to, because actually I re-listened to our last episode to start, and we were talking about like, oh yeah, just a couple weeks, like 4 weeks till summer, five weeks till summer. And I was like, okay. Summer then hit, and I mean, oh, it's beautiful, right?
Yes. We got a heat wave right now. Yeah. But no, it's wonderful that summer is finally here and we have a lot of projects we want to work on. Which we both are people who get excited. Like, we fire each other up. It's like,
I know.
We really get excited over stuff. And even though it's hot outside right now.
Yeah, we fire each other up, but it's also, we're getting fired up because it's blazing hot outside.
It is. And we have, like, nice cool drinks. And I, for example, I don't know if you can hear that, we have these cool cups.
Yes, I can hear it, and it sounds awesome.
with a lot of ice. And then I don't want to really necessarily like mention this specific brand, but you know, it's a diet pop, which yeah. I occasionally have that as a treat, especially if it's so hot outside. It's nice with ice. And secret ingredient is freshly pressed lemon juice.
Yeah, you know, can we just can we also tell people what you do? That's interesting. So I drink too much Diet Pop. Okay, I'll just go ahead and say this out the gate. I drink too much of it. But I used to drink regular Pop, and it was also really bad, too. So in general, Pop's not great. But as a treat, here and there, okay, it is what it is. Lottie has recently started mixing my, like, cherry Diet Pop, right, with cherry seltzer water.
Yeah, it's just flavored water.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
To kind of wean you off.
Okay, let's take this back a little bit. You know what I mean?
A little bit smaller, yes.
You need someone in your life who's looking out for you and trying to make you healthier and everything, because, oh, gosh, I just love a good Diet Coke, you know, not going to lie. it's nice to kind of, you know, move over. So you mentioned you have a cold drink. Mine doesn't really make as many noises.
No, yeah, but you can hear it a little bit. Yes,
watch me spill it all over my keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, I've got a nice cold brew. Let's talk about the last couple weeks. Can we do that? Is that okay? Friends, because sometimes it's just nice even for us to have, like, a little bit of a recap and a sit-down, like moment. Because we're busy throughout the day. We do stuff, and we're sometimes working on projects, or we're reading books, or we're doing something, or we're conducting a yard sale, whatever it is we're doing. And it's nice to – yesterday we had a great moment where, if you haven't had a chance to do this, Lottie is a huge fan of this, vision boards. And sitting down and, like writing down your thoughts. What are you looking forward to in the next year, or then maybe 5 years or whatever? Where do you want to go? It was so nice. And so sometimes I thought of that experience, and I think of how we sit here before we start the show, before we get into all of our kind of nerdy, crazy stuff, right? We like to talk just to each other and you guys. And I hope that's okay. We just kind of share, you know, some of what's going on or whatever. And we again, like I said, top of the show, we can't wait to hear from you guys at the end of the show here. We have tons of people who have written in and different comments and things we want to mention, because it's cool. Like I say it at the end of the show, it's in our like little bio. We want to meet new nerdy like Potter friends, like truly.
Yes, 100%.
It's cool to have that kind of community, and then, you know, you get to meet people and just bond over things that we love. So, so I say that to say, like, I'm about to go over the last couple weeks here, and I want you guys to know why. Because for us, it's kind of therapeutic, okay? That's really the main reason. But we had the craziest, I mean, that's not the, I always say, I exaggerate, don't I? I exaggerate so much.
In a good way.
Yeah, because it's not the craziest, you know what I mean? But I'm going to say it is, all right? By golly. The school year wrapped up or whatever, and we were like, okay. First week, we got this. We got friends coming in from Germany. We're going to do this. Then the next week will be good, right? We had an awesome week. Hocking Hills, tons of fun stuff. They were great. Thank you for the coasters are sponsored by them in this episode. We got our drinks sitting on some nice coasters they left us. And they're your friends from Germany. So it was really cool to have them here for Memorial Day and everything. Oh, it was great. It was great. The end of the school year was also just super busy and wild. So that was really nice. And then the next week we're like, okay, yeah, here we go. Grind time. Let's get back after it. Let's do Shell Cottage Radio. Let's get going. Let's do our stuff, you know, work on our projects. I got sick. Virus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know what it was. Have no idea. And I was, you know, had to be taken care of. Right. Yeah. And then Lottie got sick, started feeling sick.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And then inadvertently, you know, I don't know if it's okay. Sweet as are. If I share this, like caffeine, caffeine can, I mean, we love it. Mm-hmm. Like, don't try to do too many things all at once, okay?
Yes, like, that's a good advice.
Right? I mean, and by the way, we want your guys' advice. That's coming up at the end of the show, too. You guys got a lot to stick around for. You're going to hear about Newt today, and then at the end, we've got some Lottie's thought of some really cool things that I want you guys to hear. So, but, you know, it's like when you try to do too many things, or I guess, you know, I didn't think about this, but when you said when you come off of a situation that was stressful and you had a lot of stress in your life and you were maintaining and just doing, right? And you get a moment to relax. It's weird how the body almost is like, okay, what do we got it like? Maybe there's something we need to deal with, or I don't even know what it was that triggered all of our kind of viruses. And then we didn't drink enough, and we didn't drink enough coffee. And then so we got a coffee headache, and it was crazy.
That really taught me, how dependent we are on coffee, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comfort drink, but it's also you know,
it's
something
a drug
we kind of have. Yeah, yeah.
If you, it's caffeine. Yes,
it's something you kind of have to have during the day. And I was so sick. I just didn't feel like eating or drinking much. I just had a lot of water and, you know, some light food here and there.
Right.
And I totally didn't drink coffee for like 2 days. And then you get the splitting, like a migraine splitting headache. And I totally connected it to being sick. It's just, okay, you're sick. Your body's fighting something. You get a headache.
Right, right.
Then I was feeling better. I was starting to feel better, but the headache would not go away. And I was like, is that because I read, you, that's what you do. You go on Google, you kind of Google a little bit.
Google, tell me what's wrong with my body.
But yeah, please. Dr. Google. but yeah, like, and it, sure enough, it was late at night. I found out, oh, maybe it's because I haven't had a coffee in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
But it was late at night. I didn't want to drink coffee because I really can't sleep if I drink coffee after like 4 o'clock.
Late. Yeah. Yep.
So I thought, okay, we get through the night and then tomorrow morning you have a good, nice cup of coffee.
Right. Right.
And we get our coffee
and you were good.
No headache since then.
Like half an hour later, you're like, whoa.
It just really taught me, okay, if you want to, you know, you got to be careful. It's fine. Have your coffee. It's, you know, a comfort drink, but try not to overdo it with, it's like that with everything. Try to find, if you feel like, oh, I'm having a lot of caffeine throughout the day, maybe I should try and scoop in some caffeine free coffee here and there, or yeah, just have a cup, like try to not just cut everything at once, but try to, you know, slowly decrease your dose.
Yeah, or balance it with more water, yes. Which also would then like make your cut a little easier and then incremental. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so there, a lot was to be learned, but a lot was going on. We didn't really, you know exactly what was happening. And then like we're like, okay, yeah, we're good to go.
Let's go.
And then the next thing you know, I'm sitting over here like drinking, I'll just say it, put it like this, guys, milk of magnesia, because I was like, what is up with my stomach? It like literally never, it would not end. And then the kicker on all of this, and I love this, is that, well, I don't love this, but it's been crazy. I guess it's just sort of this part kind of fits our Potter podcast a little bit. We watched this storm break out here where we live, and I saw something that I had never seen in my life, green lightning.
Yep.
And some of you are going, wait a second, Ez, have you ever seen the films? The Potter films?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, I guess I have seen some green lightning, right? But no, to see like actual green lightning in nature and to see these storms break out. I mean, our power was down, our internet was down, like trees are down all over these cable lines. We had to like hook my dad's fridge up and run extension cables, and it was crazy. But it was a beautiful storm, but at the same time, like so many trees came. Thankfully, no one was like injured or hurt or anything, and all was good there. But like there's like a heat wave going on right now, which is another connection that I was thinking about to Potter. We were on Up Talking Tolkien the other day, and I was thinking about, and remind me, sweetie, it's
Order of the Phoenix.
The very first, when Harry's at the Dursleys.
Yeah.
If you guys remember that the heat wave that was going on there, I don't know why all my life, ever since I read that book, I just always remember the heat wave and that whole opening chapter just talking about like how hot it was. And anytime I come across a heat wave or I'm in, we were calling it Florida or down in Florida, or if we're, you know, if we're up here and it gets really hot in Ohio or something, we're like, oh my gosh, I think of that chapter. And I'm like, I don't know. They did a great job in the film too of depicting just sweaty, you know, bodies like dealing with the heat. I mean, geez. So that was just crazy. And I just kind of wanted to share. But like, I actually said in bed, I was like, is that like Voldemort attacking or something? I mean, I felt like we were, like he was out there battling Harry Potter is
what
it looked like.
The entire sky was lit up in green. Really? Yeah. Like multiple, I've never seen flashes, anything like that before.
Yeah.
And then I saw some turquoise too, like all kinds of colors, but mainly green.
It was just mind blowing. So if you guys have ever seen that or witnessed it, and that's like happens more in your area, I guess in certain areas, maybe it happens more or something, let us know. Cause we just kind of blew our minds a little bit. I was like, this is, what kind of storm are we involved in here? So yeah, that was crazy. Also, I guess before we, again, just a couple more things here. We have been, in the midst of all of that, working on other things. Been working on some content, been working on different projects, skills. Okay, been working on some skills. And it's good. I think if you can find time, you know, when you come home from your day job, you spend time with your family, do your thing, go to the gym, you know, play your video games, read your books, do your thing, do your hobby, work on whatever it is, like a skill, a passion. You know, this is what we do, right? We love talking and kind of meeting new friends through Potter and through other fandoms and stuff. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I love that you're saying this right now because it will perfectly tie in at the end to the advice of the day. So.
Oh, okay, good. Prophecy, I sometimes don't even know. Like, Lottie has all these secret little, in our doc, like little things, like sections I can look at, and then, oh, we gotta wait till the show for this or whatever. No, so it's just really, it's just been really neat because I've been working on some, I love Star Wars. I'm gonna go ahead and say this out here, out loud, all right? I love Star Wars so much. If you follow our little project here, and maybe some of you, I'm guessing, haven't seen any of my other stuff, any of my other projects, and that's fine because you're huge Potter fans. Fantastic. That's why we're doing this, because actually that's really how we met. So
it is
Harry Potter, like, you know, it has like such a special place in my heart and has always been a huge thing in my life, and it's so cool to kind of be doing this now and for what we have planned. Like, you guys are gonna, hopefully you're gonna love it. I know other people do it, but we're excited to kind of introduce it. So, wow, sweetie, sometimes I talk myself in circles and I don't know where I'm going with
talk about how much you love Star Wars.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. So, we're talking about like creative outlets and things that we're doing. So, I know it seems crazy. And I, at first, was one of those guys who was like, when TikTok came out, I'm like, I'm not getting on TikTok. I'm not getting on TikTok. My students are on TikTok. I'm a teacher. And I see this all the time at school. Well, I got on there, and once you scroll past all of the ridiculous dancing videos, you get to the dad jokes, your Lord of the Rings content, your Harry Potter content, all of your stuff. Then I found Star Wars content on there, and I found a bunch of Star Wars content creators, and I said, I want to be one, right? My buddy Matt kind of got me started. He started doing some short content and really, really got into it, and like he was doing different stuff, more just sort of like his reactions and different things. Mm-hmm. But I love a highly produced kind of just like images with text over it and then commentary and music underneath it, the whole thing. And I have been having a blast doing that. So if you guys are into Star Wars and you want to go check it out, it's at Hyperspace Hangout and it's on TikTok. I just kind of kept that handle. It's a handle I actually had prior to Matt and I starting the podcast, created this. I'm always I actually have a list of like 50 different like Star Wars podcasting names. But that was one that I did back in the day that was just sort of a blast. Anyways, and yes, we want to check that out. Lottie is also then posting some of our Fleur and Bill content.
Yeah, we have just a fun little TikTok. It's called Fleur and Bill, so check that out. It's just, what we're up to, what we like. It's Harry Potter themed, but also other things, like for May the 4th.
I did
a Harry Potter and Star Wars crossover, so we're just into multiple fandoms, but as... We love Fleur and Bill, and we love our little shell cottage, and that's why where it all started, and that's where it all comes from. So,
yeah, I think I'm looking at our photos behind you where we're in Costa Rica, and I know we mentioned this at the first episode or whatever, but I mean it was our walk back from that waterfall where we were talking about Fleur and Bill, and everything, and that's where that all kind of stemmed from. So it's just really really fun and fitting, and I always think of like being at Shell Cottage. And you know, if you are I don't know, if you're a wizarding family and in your home, right, it's just normal, right? You normally are your wizard with your witch, and you have your family and you live in like your own borough, but you probably like other stuff, you know what I mean? It's like it's one of those things where we really are a witch and a wizard living together, and then but yeah, we love all these other things too.
It's like it's like Ron, who really starts loving Muggle football or soccer.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of was it through Dean?
Dean, yeah.
Yeah, he gets into that. And like, what? You know? Just think about like what Ron starting a Muggle soccer podcast or something. Or
for
like
the wizarding community. Yeah.
Cool would that be?
Like, right, yes. Yeah, so that's sort of the lens we think about stuff through or whatever. But yeah, just different projects. Lottie's been working on some more art stuff as well too, and it's been cool. It's really awesome to see you work on that stuff, by the way, just so you know.
It's a lot of fun.
And when you see people work on their passions, you know, as a school teacher, when kids have 5 minutes at the end and you watch them pull out whatever it is, a story they're working on, a piece of artwork, I love it. And I highly encourage it even in the school setting, as long as we're good and we've got our work done for school, met our standards and our learning targets, like, bam, let's go. Get your journals out. Get your stuff out. Like do your thing. Be creatives. And I enjoy watching people get into their thing. And it's really neat. So,
yeah.
Sweetie, I feel like I've gone crazy here. Do you care? Do you mind if I just go ahead and tell folks what the big plan is? So we have this episode.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Okay.
We're so excited about it.
We're so excited about this. And so our idea is, you know, I don't know. We love Harry Potter. Okay.
Yeah.
We love it. When we first started, like, you know, down in Costa Rica, over in Germany, over in Scotland, we just play on Spotify. There's like a Harry Potter like playlist where it's just playing all the time. Like, yeah, it's either Star Wars or it's something with Avatar or it's, you know, it's Harry Potter. And we have the movies on. This morning we just watched again the first half of
Dumbledore's Secrets.
Yeah, yeah. Secrets of Dumbledore.
Secrets
of
Slurry.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we just watched that, and it's just something that we do, and we know you guys do that too, right? You just have it on. You're reading those books, and like Laura, who I'm going to mention at the end of the show, like, you're into multiple fandoms. You look at your bookshelf and it's like, yeah, you have your Harry Potter section, but then you also have your Lord of the Rings section, or you've got your other thing. You know, for Lottie, it's a lot of like anime and stuff, and it's a lot of like Avatar and things like that. What's the little dragon creature that you were just mentioning on Up Talkin' Tolkien?
Oh, I guess only people from Germany know it, but...
But I just want to mention it because I
think Tabaluga.
Tabaluga.
I'm not into it anymore because it's a kid thing.
It's a kid thing.
But when I was little, I loved it. Yeah.
It's cute, though. I just think it's cute. So, but anyways, the big plan here is, though, we're going to do this episode today for you guys. And Lottie's already said that we're going to be talking about Newt Scamander today and kind of going over his profile. I will do more profiles in the future, but we really want to do a reread. We honestly want to do a chapter-by-chapter reread. And I know... So many other projects have done that, and I think that's awesome, and I could recommend numerous other podcasts that you guys should go check out and listen to or whatever. But I thought about this. I'm a podcast consumer. I'm a content creator, but at the same time, I got into this because I listened to other podcasts, and I'm like, well, I want to talk about it too. And there's just always room. You know, there's always room for more voices and more people to kind of talk and share and stuff. Yeah. So don't ever be afraid to do that. Like, people want to hear your thoughts. Like, even though we're going to do a reread of the series, where again, the whole purpose of this is when we go to our little Leaky Cauldron convention, or when we go to, I think Wizarding World of Kent is coming here in July, and our friends, Swish and Flick, will be up there, right? They're going to be there. They have a whole thing. So that's really cool. We want to go there. We want to meet people. We want to see you guys. Yeah. We'd love to hear your thoughts, or you guys to send us in sort of an email and share your thoughts about the reread. But we want to do it because, one, it provides structure. It's something that we can do now weekly. I think we were kind of like, we started this because we've always wanted to start it. And then Secrets of Dumbledore was coming out. And we're like, okay, right in the middle of the school year, it's a kind of a crazy time. We had a lot going on just in terms of like paperwork and stuff that we had to do and just different things. Oh, yeah. And so it was kind of crazy. And now we're like, what is something that would be fun for us to do and fun maybe for you guys to listen to? Because everyone has different thoughts, you know, on different things. Again, Josh and gosh, we had Matthew and some of our, we've been doing some stuff for Up Talkin' Tolkien, our Lord of the Rings podcast. And we like having people come in and share their perspectives during our rewatches or as we do the reread. It is fascinating to me to hear what people's thoughts are or their connections to real life or real world. Like, I all the time in as a teacher, the best way to get a kid to internalize content or to remember it or the plot or whatever is to have them attach it to something in their life. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. To make that like real world connection. And it's sort of cool. So we're looking forward to that. And hopefully, you know, as the podcast grows, you guys will be willing to, you know, reach out. Even if it's just a quick message, a one-liner. I know sometimes people think like, it's a lot to kind of write in. But people have. And I'm like so happy that people have done that. Our Rebel Rewatch over in Hyperspace. Those things are all kind of coming to an end that Lottie is working on. And we're really going to be then focused on Shell Cottage Radio, our little family project or whatever. Yeah. But like it's so nice to hear from people that they enjoy the content or they want to share a thought with you and connect and stuff.
That's just exactly what it's all about.
Yeah.
And we're looking at it as a family long-term project. We just want to keep doing because we love this series so much that we always want to keep talking about it, always want to keep consuming it, always want to expand it. And like you said, we all have different perspectives on it. And our perspective is, you know, we're a couple, we're a family, we're teachers. And we said it before, like maybe we look at, you know, back in the day when we were kids, we would, you know, like you identify yourselves with the other kids. You identify yourself with Ron, Hermione, Ginny, all the characters that are students, because you were students. And some of guys are probably, you know, when you're listening, still, you're a student. And that's who you identify with. And that's awesome. And now we are adults. We're both teachers. And we said, it's cool to now see it from a teacher's perspective. And what are the teachers in Hogwarts Hogwarts doing? You know, how do they teach? Yeah. How do they hang out, you know, in between lessons? Or do they have, like, you know, teachers conferences, or to think about all these different things,
professional development
or through the family lens, you know, other wizarding families, what's their education like before Hogwarts and all that good stuff. So
honestly, friends, I'll say this too, Lottie has any time we watch the film or we listen to a chapter or whatever, she always asks really interesting questions. And I've listened to a lot of Potter podcasts and consumed a lot of content, and I've always been like, like, no one, like, some of the questions that you ask legitimately, I'm sort of like, I have not heard anybody else ask it that way. Or like, and that's the beauty of it, is that everybody has something to contribute. And so I'm really excited for you guys to actually hear it, and for us to get started on it, and for it to be something more regular that we can kind of do every week. It gives us a structure. And inside of that, you know, because along the way, we have exciting news coming up here soon that we'll talk about, just in terms of Potter and content and things that are coming out. Like, it's just really exciting. And we are just so motivated right now. Yeah. like I'm so glad we didn't record this a couple weeks ago when we were like miserable and weren't feeling good, because it just, you have to do it when it works, you know? And I also get to, like, so we say we're going to do it weekly, and we have every intention to do that weekly, but we still have some travel stuff or whatever, but we're going to like record stuff, because you can have a good week and we might record two or three things and have things ready for you guys, because we want it to be sort of a regular production. And on top of that too, we actually are going to, and by no means here do we want anybody, like, long term, we would love to grow the project, and we would love to kind of be a traveling couple and do more things and make content that really people enjoy. You know what I mean? That they get a benefit from, and
that they're part of it.
That's the coolest thing, I think, is that, like, you know, I don't know, you get a shout out, or we get to mention your stuff, or we'll save it for the end, but there's some cool stuff that we want you guys to contribute with. In terms of the show, I think it'd be a lot of fun and very easy for you to do. So one more thing too, we are going to be reading some reviews, and when we review, there goes as tongue tied, you know, when we read your review from like iTunes or whatever, it's more just because we want to say thank you for writing the review, and it really helps the podcast. So I don't want anybody to ever think that we're just reading reviews because we want a good old-fashioned pat on the back or whatever. You know what I mean? Like truly, it is. We do want the podcast to grow. And if you are enjoying it and you want to send that,
and it's nice, it's nice to hear, but it's also nice to share and nice to, you know, hear from you who are the people who are listening. You know.
Yeah. No. So because now I feel like we have more of, you know, after we've done like the first 6 to 7 episodes, now I have faces and I have, like, you know, social media accounts that I can be like, I know who's listening, or I know who's going to listen at some point, maybe not every week or, but whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, me, I share this on my other projects. I'll share it here. On Mondays, I consume a particular podcast. On Tuesday, I consume another one, and Thursday and so on. And then I mix in my German lessons. I mix in my audiobooks and all that kind of stuff, because I have a 45 to 50 minute drive to work.
Right.
And it's really, really nice to kind of have that. And to, because then it's like I get to work and I'm listening to my Star Wars podcast and I go check out the forums and I follow their pages and then I see it. It's just a nice thing. I don't know, it's cool to be in a community, and I just think it's fun, especially one too that that you can really connect with. So again, we've mentioned this on Up Talkin' Tolkien and we've mentioned it elsewhere, but like, we're positive people and positive energy is kind of our vibe. You know what I mean? We really want to, and some people might be like, I don't know, they're looking for more of a critique or more critical lens or something, and I don't know, so unfortunately some people also are looking for a really negative crowd to be around, because it, I don't know, I you see this on social media, and I just want to say it because that's not us, that's not the a crowd that we kind of circle in. I'm a teacher, I'm an educator, and I want kids to get fired up about, you know, fantasy and sci-fi and stuff. So that's where we're at. Sorry, I know that was 30 minutes of me just rambling, but that's how excited I am about all of this and wanted to share, just kind of give you guys a heads up on where we're going. And I wanted to do it early in the show so everyone knows what's up and what we're about to do. So
sounds great, sweetie.
Wow. I think I can use a quick drink there because I'm...
Yes, please.
Parched.
Yeah, I'm just going to lead us through the next segment here, which is our beloved quote quiz.
Let's go.
And today I brought you a quote from... I'm not going to tell you because you're going to tell me.
I'm going to tell you, yeah.
It goes like this. The mind is a complex and many layered thing, or at least most minds are.
Okay. So when you go to get these quotes, what do, sweetie? Do you just go into the books? Do you, these are all books, right? This is all from the text.
Yes.
So they're not from the films and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not all of them. I think some in the past were probably from the movies, too.
But they...
This is from the book today. But because you asked the question, how do I get the quotes? I kind of look at the topic of the day and try to connect it a little bit.
All right.
What we're going to talk about.
Okay. So the mind is a complex and many-layered thing, or at least most minds are. That is... Is it a professor? Can I ask questions?
Yes.
Is it Trelawney? I mean, sorry.
No. No.
Let's at least... Snape?
Yes.
Because the only reason I thought it was Snape, and I don't really... I it was a total guess there. It was my second guess. I'm going to pat myself on the back for that. most minds are.
Yeah.
It's a little dig at the end, you know, kind of like...
Yeah. I don't know if you could also like read it from the way I read it instead of like, a mind is a complex and many-layered thing. I read it like, the mind is a complex and many-layered thing.
Whoa. I like your Trelawney impersonation better, honestly. That was good. Could you imagine? Hold on a second. What is her name who does the... that's me, by the way. Sorry about that. If you guys are hearing me hit the table, I apologize. I'm going to start working. I actually want to stand up.
As is just so excited.
Can I stand up for a
second?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a second. You go ahead and take over for a second, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you want to say? Actually, no. I want to ask you a question before I stand up because this will help. What is her name? She does the McGonagall impersonations.
I always say it's Chan Wills because that's what I see on her profile. I don't know what her full name is, though. So
That's okay. That's perfect. I think people will...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. She's like the biggest TikTok creator around, like Harry Potter, and she impersonates McGonagall. And she's...
Yeah.
So funny. She's hilarious. I think she's starting her own stand-up comedy show or something.
Yeah, comedy event. Yes.
Like, so good to hear that. And I actually told you, like, I wish one day she would audition to, if there's a show or something
right.
later on coming out and McGonagall is somehow involved, I would love to see her as a McGonagall.
To actually go in there and act and play McGonagall.
She's amazing. Yeah. She's so talented. Her voice sounds like her. She's funny.
Yeah.
She does really funny... she's got the voice, stories and
Potter stories, and then her mannerisms and stuff too. She's even got the face down, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the narrowing of the eyes, and lifting the eyebrows and stuff. It's funny. Anyways, I brought that up because your Trelawney impersonation was good. Can we start? Can we get you going on like a...
Excuse me. This though. Remember last night I did this on TikTok. I used that TikTok filter too, and it was you know, who's your best friend, your crush, your ex, your mom, your dad, and your house, or something like this.
Right.
And it got so it started out with Madame Hooch as my best friend. I was like, oh, that's cool. Like,
sick.
She's cool.
Yeah, let's go.
She's awesome. And then your crush is Moody. Madame Moody.
You know,
my ex, Peter Pettigrew.
That's,
and then,
messed up.
You know, I was like, you know, like, what? That can't be. Like, that's terrible.
Right.
And then the next one was Filch as my dad. And I just lost it because, like, I just, it was hilarious.
Shout out Squibs.
And then guess who my mom was?
Trelawney.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
I mean, and then we talked about it, like, I don't know, you know, like,
did they bond? Is there something?
Filch and Trelawney.
Secret
I don't know.
Romance going
like,
on?
Like, somehow I could imagine.
Yeah, you could imagine Filch and Trelawney,
you know,
getting
like
together,
having a little romance going on. Who knows? Anyway,
yeah, both kind of misfits, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, she's. I mean, she's. I wouldn't necessarily say I like her. But you know, I do feel like sorry for her, and I love that McGonagall stands up for her when Umbridge tries to, fire her and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, how did we get there? Oh yeah,
sorry, that was me after the quote quiz, just kind of.
Yeah. Oh, Trelawney impersonation. Yes.
You did a great job. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a quote from Severus Snape in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. And
okay.
I think it's when they start their occlumency lessons.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
see, and this is why I'm excited to go back through and do a reread. It's been such a long time since I've. Like we've done, you and I have actually done rereads of like the first, second, and third book, you know, just mm-hmm. here and there listening to it. The other day we started Half-Blood Prince.
Yes.
Right. It just, mm-hmm. I mean, I only listened to like the first hour, but it had been so long since I had been there in the books because when you start it, you're kind of like hanging around at the beginning again. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have something that we can dedicate to and work towards the end of the series. It's cool.
Yes. Me too. Yes.
Okay, all right, what do we got coming up here next? I think we have a little...
Mm-hmm. We have something new, and don't worry, like, we just started our project, and we kind of want you to... we want to take you with us on the journey, and we develop our podcast, we develop different ideas, and we want to, you know, bring them to the table, try them out, see if they work, see if you like them, see if we like them.
Right.
And... yeah, I had this idea of a weekly, and here comes the word, magizoology lesson.
Wow.
Because we all, you know, want to learn more about magical creatures.
Yeah.
Because some of them, they're mentioned, and I don't even remember and if they're mentioned in a book or even just briefly mentioned in the Fantastic Beasts series. I sometimes forget if they're not, you know, like, I mean, you now know what a chillin is and
oh, we know what a chillin is. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
But sometimes it's like nice to learn more about, you know, to expand our knowledge about the wizarding world.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a nice way to have a little weekly magi zoology lesson. And here's a little intro I put together.
Okay.
Rescue these creatures?
Yes, that's right. Rescue, nurture, and protect them. I'm gently trying to educate my fellow wizards about them. Come on.
Gently educate our fellow wizards. I love that. So, yeah, Bill and Fleur have decided they want to learn even more about magical creatures and fantastic beasts and share this knowledge with you guys. So we can all appreciate them more. Newt would be proud of us.
Aw. Wow. Okay. So, Fleur, my dear, this week we'd like you to tell us a bit more about maybe bow truckles?
Bow truckles. Good that you ask. bow truckles. First of all, there is this classification, right, in Newt's book, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, we find different classifications on how harmful the beasts are by the Ministry of Magic. And bow truckles are classified as harmless and as maybe domesticated by the Ministry.
That's can I interject? I don't mm-hmm. want to, you know, keep interrupting you or whatever as you go through points here. But I never knew that. This is why, again, we wanted to do some of this stuff, because I had no idea that there were different classifications, mm-hmm. you know, because we went over something in the last episode that was
the classification, classifying
whether it was a
beast or a being. Or
a being, yeah.
The same level almost as wizards and witches.
Right, mm-hmm. And so this is now whether or not the Fantastic Beast
they're all beasts, right?
Yeah, they're all beasts, right? So that's the category we're working under. Mm-hmm. And whether they're harmless.
There's some other that are harmful that you should be careful
when
you interact with them. Yes.
Wow.
And bow truckles are described as tree guardians. which can be found mainly in Western England, Southern Germany, and certain Scandinavian forests. They're extremely difficult to spot due to their very small appearance. So their maximum height is 8 inches, which is, you know, for our European listeners, which is around 20 centimeters. And they also are very well camouflaged in nature. You know, as we all, you know, Picket is the most famous, probably nowadays, the most famous bow truckle that we know. And their body is actually, or it seems to consist of bark and twigs. And they have two small brown eyes and very long, sharp fingers on each hand. And like the classification tells us, they tend to be pretty peaceful and shy. But if the tree in which they live is threatened, for example, if people are trying to cut it, they will, in return, try to cut the intruder's eyes out.
Whoa.
So here you go, harmless. Maybe you should mention that before you call them harmless, but
right.
We're all about, you know, in Newt's motto, you know, we most creatures are perceived not in the right way, you know, like
as
something lesser or harmful. Okay, yeah, yes. You have a question.
Yeah, sorry, and you always just keep going. I just say raise my hand. Sorry. I just want to have a thought. No. So you're reading the description, and this just kind of dawned on me when you look at Picket.
Yeah.
And you look at his, just the way he is like created, like his body, and the actually, like you said, sort of bark or leaf-like or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's totally an ent, but like miniature size. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Treebeard, right?
It is.
Treebeard looks exactly like that and blends into the tree, right? And except for the, they're the opposite, which is Treebeard is massive.
Right.
Massive.
And they're just small.
And they're these little small things that, like, are there.
They're protect.
Because, again, when you said guardian of the tree, I instantly was like, well, that's Treebeard.
Yeah.
You know, Treebeard is a guardian of those trees and a tender, a caretaker. So
true.
They're guardians.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is.
I love that. And I think every good story, I also read I read Wheel of Time. Mm-hmm. And so you think about, like, every good fantasy, I think, author has their. That device or that type of creature, because in Wheel of Time it was the Green Man. It's at the end of the first book. There's this cool creature called the Green Man.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not human at all, and it's totally something that is attached to nature and growing trees and preserving flowers and stuff. So it's just cool. It's just cool to see those types of
almost like little fairies who protect their forest. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Like we said, they protect their trees, and which is important to note because the trees they protect, I'm trying to find it, if it's mentioned here what kind of tree they most of the time
like a particular
inhabit.
Tree
because sometimes witches and wizards need to extract the wood from a bow truckle's tree for the wands. I read that.
Yeah.
And it's advised, so if you want to do that and you want, you know, a little bit of wood from the tree, they advise you to offer them a bit of wood lice or even fairy eggs as a distraction.
Okay. So you're kind of like occupying them while you go in and harvest a bit of that magical wood, right?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Here's the part. Why is that important to know that, how to distract them? Because they mainly dwell on trees whose wood is of wand quality.
Yeah,
so we have different kinds, you know, your wand can be made of different kinds of woods, and somehow there's obviously, if they are used for wand production, there's something magical, some magical power in those trees, right? And that's probably what draws a bow truckle to them. That's what I imagine, actually. That's just my own headcanon here.
Yeah.
But they seem to, dwell on trees that are made or that provide the wood for wands, and that's why
that's cool.
Yeah, they protect them. That's awesome.
Yeah, actually, if you look up a list, I mean, there's a lot of the trees will produce wood for wands. I mean, they've got a whole list here on a Harry Potter wiki or whatever, but yeah, there's tons. There's tons of really cool. So, like, most of them do, but then again, there's some that are better, I guess, like for wands and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
And here's two fun little facts. Number one, so we all know Picket, Newt's bow truckle, right? And did you also know that they have a boat truckle island at the Great Lake at Hogwarts. And that's where we see Newt introduce Leeta to boat truckles and, you know, to cheer her up.
Holy no, I did not realize that was like Bow Truckle Island out there.
So the
there's a nice tree on it. Yeah.
It's from harrypotter.fandom.com. So that's where I got this information.
Oh, and we see it in the film, right? Yeah, they're out there.
Right, yeah. I did not know that was the Bow Truckle Island. That's so awesome that they just live there.
Little community, yeah.
And second fun fact, if anyone remembers the PC game Chamber of Secrets, which is, by the way, next to the Sorcerer's Stone PC game, the best game ever.
Okay.
I just loved those games back in the days. They had bow truckles in the game in Chamber of Secrets, and it was, I think, one of the tasks or quests for Professor Sprout that you had to do. And they portrayed them very differently. So look up Chamber of Secrets PC game bow truckles. They portray them as much, much bigger, and they're pretty mean. And they were always trying to throw wood at you. And they're more like bark, like they have more, like Pickett is very small and green, right? Yeah, right. And they're more of the, I mean, he reminds me a little bit of Groot.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks a little meaner too. Yes. Doesn't he? They definitely look a little mean.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to maybe we'll post something over on Fleur and Bill.
Yeah.
Like, look at the difference.
I know, right? Crazy. It's completely different. And they're half the size of you as a person. So they're much, much bigger. And they throw, wood at you. They are also trying to protect their
guardians of the tree.
Yeah. But they're just portrayed differently, which is cool. So at the end of our lesson, I would like to ask you, Bill, would you want to have a bow truckle?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely, I would. 100% would. I think... isn't it funny? Sorry, I just kept saying would. Would want one. Yes. I they're cool. They're really neat. I love seeing Pickett. We were just watching Secrets of Dumbledore, and they're so useful and the good little friends, good little buddies.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
He's so attached and new.
Yeah. You know who would love a bow truckle is my dad.
I think
my dad would love just to have a little bow truckle that
that'd be awesome.
Hung around and helped him out with the yard work and stuff.
Yes.
And different things. You know, it was just
I forgot my keys inside or something. No problem.
Gotcha, got Dad. Bow truckle. Here we go. Yeah. So I mean, cool. That's yeah, it's why he's got his cat Sophie. We were talking about, you know, him needing, just having the cat there to keep him company.
Yeah.
So be nice to
I
have
love
a little
that thought. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling. I have this a tree in the backyard where there's a bunch of mushrooms that grow on it and around it. It's just, for some reason, it's probably really rich mushrooms underneath it too, actually. And I've always just thought it's magical and it's got some properties to it or whatever. So if there were bow truckles, they would live in that tree. I need to figure out what type of tree it is. I should know, but I'm not very good at looking at like a tree and saying, this type of tree.
Actually, me neither. Even though I had like four semesters. Of biology in university, but still, I just liked animals more than plants, even though I love plants. But
isn't it weird though that I think back on now I know knowing what my job is now, and I do love it and everything, but I'm like, gosh, I would love to be out just studying leaves and trees and river water and stuff. I don't know. I feel like
right.
Yeah, and I have students who now
I
can
love
kinda
biology.
I know you do. I just think it's so. So cool. And I love to inspire kids to be like, you want to do that? Go. Let me know how it goes. It's cool. Look it up. All right, cool. Awesome. Right. So I definitely would. I definitely would own a bow truckle. Yes.
Good.
Yep. All right, friends. Well, okay. It's time for us to move into our next segment here. Let's go. Lottie's always changing up our jingles. Let's go. So, welcome to Potter Watch, our news segment named after good old-fashioned Lee Jordan, his little rebel radio station there. Potter Watch. Let's dive into some things here. So, this is kind of a catch-up again. I can go back a little bit, but there is some news, and I'm sure you guys have maybe heard this, that the CEO, the new CEO for HBO Max, and I guess there was some Discovery HBO, Warner Brothers I don't even, I don't really follow this stuff very well. Again, I just give you a little commentary on it. But apparently the Warner Brothers Discovery CEO, David Zaslav, is expected, and this was back almost a month ago to the day, when this article came out, is expected to kind of meet with J.K. Rowling and look into making a new Harry Potter series or related content. I'll see the reporter quoted him as saying, so Mr. Zaslav is looking into making fresh Harry Potter related content for HBO Max. Warner Brothers made all of the Wizarding World franchise's movies. People familiar with his thinking said that he plans to meet with the creator J.K. Rowling in the coming weeks to discuss. So that was again a month ago. So yeah. maybe we're going to be getting some news, whether that's a series moving forward with the characters or a standalone, like, you know, Professor Longbottom series.
Oh my goodness,
or something.
Whatever it is, and we talked about this, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
I think we're all waiting for something, and I think, because you're big time into Star Wars, and remind me again, when did Star Wars first came out?
1977. Yeah, over 40 years.
And look at what it is today, and how many series, books, how many films there is out there, music, conventions, and I just want the Harry Potter or the Wizarding World community to be like that one day, you know, because we love this world and we all want to expand on it and we all want to know what were the Marauders up to, what's Neville up to, what was, you know, the Wizarding World like maybe 200 years ago or in the future or different continents and all that stuff. Like, just give us more.
Just give us more. I know. Well, and let me just quickly, you know, kind of one of the genius things that George Lucas did, he had a team, he had his company, Lucasfilm, where they were trying to push technology, creatives. And I told you this, I think before we started, like you wanted fans to, he was cool with fan films, fan film competitions, cosplay competitions, creators there, and then he let authors start writing stories that expanded the universe, and still those stories were kind of approved by his team, and like nothing could go out there that was like rated R or whatever. It had to fit inside of the universe and had to be, you know, so he hired a team, and there's a group that like looks at that and that he trusts to kind of make those stories, and it expanded the universe. I really think J.K. Rowling should look into that kind of stuff and maybe not put it all solely on her shoulders and say, no, I have a team of trusted people,
right,
and we're gonna make new stories, we're gonna do more stuff or whatever.
I mean,
if she has a series she wants to write, by all means, you know, like go for it and continue writing the books or whatever. I feel like that's a lot. I don't know. But I think it would be cool because people get so much joy from the series. There's so many lessons to learn, and it's such a really cool idea just to go to school. We all can connect with going to school and you know, learning and I don't know, having teachers and whatever.
Friendships.
Yeah.
Loss.
Yeah. All of it. There's so many good themes in it that I feel like, why not continue it and keep it fresh and connect it back to, because, you know, like we would like to have our kids watch stuff, but we also want something new for them to watch too. That feels more connected to what they're growing up in, you know, the world that they're growing up in now and stuff. So I think that's important. Anyways, it would just be really cool to see. And so I know that was one of the big hot topics that was out there, and I thought I'd mention it.
One more
thing. Let's see. So sales of the Harry Potter books increased by 5% in the run-up to this year's 25th anniversary of the first title in the series being published. So that's an interesting thing to kind of think about. Mm-hmm. There was a huge, I guess, surge in book sales, actually, because... Okay. Yeah. So again, they're still doing really well. People still going and reading and consuming, and new generations are coming in and reading them, and it's awesome. My students love to be sorted into their houses. You did some of this with your students.
I did actually. Yeah.
So cool.
In Germany. Yeah.
Right. Make the teams. Right. You know?
Yeah.
House points and so on. It's fun. It's a cool little system, and it's cool for us to kind of think about that and with our, you know, younger kids and students.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I love that they published the illustrated books too.
Absolutely.
Because for kids, you know, to read it to your kids, especially the first two books are, you know, very well. You can read them to your kids when they're, you know, a little bit older. Let's say, I don't know, 6, 7 till 10, 12. That's a really good book to read. And I remember my mom read to us when we were little, and we always had little storybooks with illustrations because kids love looking at illustrations. So that's I really love the illustrated versions. Anyway.
It's awesome. Yeah. Okay. So that's just our news. You know, just a couple things there. The potential meeting. If anybody else has articles, things that are cool, feel free to send us something there. And yeah, and that's pretty much it. I think we're about to break into the main part.
Oh my goodness!
But before we do, we're gonna take a quick. What, you were gonna raise your hand?
A break. Do you want to take a break?
No, I thought you were. Are you taking a bathroom break?
Oh, you know me very well, right? You know. I would actually, now that you say that, maybe.
Take a little bathroom break. So we got.
Okay. Be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I come back and there are apples and cinnamon in front of me.
Yeah, I made us a little snack.
Can I have some?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just gonna. They're so good.
All right, guys. Let's talk about Newton, Artemis,
Fido,
okay. Scamander.
Is that really his name?
That's his full name. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm. First of all, sweetie, what do you think? What do you think about Newt?
I love Newt. Honestly, when we got to see the first movie, Fantastic Beasts, I straight up was like, I love this character. Mm-hmm. I love that he was a Hufflepuff. I love that he has this connection to, like, animals and nature and just, you know, is doing something so Hufflepuff-like, I guess, you know?
Or in a Hufflepuff way, also, yeah.
Yeah, in his own way and stuff. And so he just feels really, really, really cool and really, like, relatable. And I feel like you need a different, there are people, and I know these people, I see these students, who, I don't know, he's a little, like, the best way to say it is, you have people who act like a certain way, or we try to fit into norms, we try to fit into, like, what society says and stuff, and you try to be typical or whatever, right?
Right.
It's okay to be atypical and to be a little different and to walk, you know, your own path. He really does not care, I guess, what everyone else sort of thinks. He sees great value in this, and he wants to protect these creatures, and so I'm like, let's go. He's passionate about it. He's awesome. Because, like, Tina is a wonderful character as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she misunderstands them completely. And the way I've always loved this, because his spirit, I think, is one that we need more of in the world, where it's not like I'm coming after people who don't get my beliefs or my platform or whatever. He's trying to educate. He's always trying to help. I've always felt like we have kids, we have new generations coming in, just over the years and stuff. And it's like, they need taught stuff. They need educated. We also need to be open to new views and ways of understanding. So it's not just coming at it from Newt's perspective, but also Tina, who's like, okay, I don't know what's like, remember she calls the guide an extermination guide. It's just a misunderstanding. Yeah. She's not a bad person. She's not whatever. She just doesn't understand them. And he saw a need in the wizarding community and said, this needs to be addressed.
Yeah,
and he does in such a beautiful way. So, yeah, I love Newt 100%. Just one of my favorite characters.
Yep, I totally agree. He's a great character. He's a great, you know, a great hero, just like Harry, but in a totally different manner.
Yep.
And we love to see different varieties of heroes. Yeah, it's great to see him.
Yep.
Okay, let's dive into the life of Newton's commander. He was actually born on February 24, shout out to February babies, in 1897. So he's still born in the 19th century, 1897.
Right. So February 24th, by the way, I think I brought this up before, this must be a significant date to J.K. Rowling, because it's also during the Triwizard Tournament, it is a date for when they go in the lake or whatever.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the date of, and they mentioned February 24th. And I only know that because it's also the day that my mom passed away as well. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah, well, I read Harry Potter for comfort for so many years, you know, just after that and stuff. And I remember when that time came up and they said February 24th, it, like, you know, normally dates don't stick out to you, right? Yeah. I mean, unless it's something that attaches to something that you are really sensitive about or something that is meaningful in your life. And so this is interesting to me. So I'm just thinking from JK's perspective, that must be a date that's been used twice now by her. Mm-hmm. That particular, I mean, different year, obviously, but like, February 24th has been.
That's interesting.
Used twice. So almost, if I could ask her a question right now and ask her, why does she want to, recognize that date?
That date, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Twice in her work. So
that is interesting. Huh. And I had no idea, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's funny how
that didn't make that connection.
That's a random fact for me, but it's also like, it never really comes up in conversation. It just is something that, happened in my life. And I remember like listening to that going, wait, what was the date? And I went back, I didn't triple check, but I'm almost positive. So as you go on, I'm just going to look that up real quick.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Little Newt was born February 24, 1897 as a son of a hippogriff breeder. So he got in contact with magical creatures at a very early age, which is awesome. And this is interesting. I don't know if they just do that in general because it's not a finished series yet to kind of have the room to make changes or whatever. We don't really know. But on harrypotter.fandom.com, Theseus is marked as, it says he has at least one brother, Theseus.
Oh, okay. So he could have more.
They sometimes put this at least in front of it. So it's just interesting. Why would they put at least? Do we not know? Why do we not know if he has one or more brothers or sisters?
That's just it's one of those backdoor things for a writer.
Right. That's it. Yeah. So he was, as we know, he was a student at Hogwarts. He started his Hogwarts career, I should say, 1908 as a Hufflepuff, with Dumbledore as his DADA teacher and Leda as a Slytherin classmate and friend. And here's a question for you. Do you think, now without looking it up, do you think Theseus was a Hufflepuff too?
No.
What do you think?
I think he's a Gryffindor.
Theseus. I had the exact same thought.
Yeah? Okay. Are we wrong?
Yes. According to the wiki.
Daggone it. I don't remember him saying in the film.
A Hufflepuff. Yeah, me neither. That's why I asked you the question.
That's kind of cool, though.
He was a Hufflepuff, too.
All right. That's actually awesome, because he's really...
I think it's cool. Yeah.
Because he's head of the Aura, office and stuff. So That's awesome.
Yeah, and Tonks was an Auror too. So just shout out to Hufflepuffs.
Let's go. We need some respect up in here, okay?
Yeah. I mean, shout out to all the houses, really. Like, house has really cool characters and representatives. So.
That's true.
I just thought it was cool that I would not have thought that Theseus is a Hufflepuff too.
Right.
And so about Newt, we know that he was expelled from Hogwarts in 1913. And one of Leda's experiments involving a Jarvey, which is an overgrown ferret known to be rude and brutal, went too far, endangering the life of another student. It also violated laws prohibiting the possession of this creature, and rather than seeing his good friend expelled, Newt took the blame for Leda's actions.
Wait, what?
And was thus sentenced to be expelled from Hogwarts in her place.
What? I didn't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Where does this come from? This information, it's just like,
it's all from an article piece, about
on like Pottermore or not Pottermore,
on,
but on
the wiki.
Yeah, or the Wizarding World. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm all drawing this information from the wiki, as I think that's a reliable source.
Oh, they actually, you can look at the bottom. They have all the sources. Like, there are articles that the team has come out on Wizarding World and wrote that they reference all the time too.
Right.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Huh, that is awesome. That's not awesome, but I mean, interesting.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, that he did that for Leda. He really, in his way, he loved Leda. He was a good friend, and we don't really know more if there's more, but he, in his way, loved Leda and tried to protect her.
Wow.
Even though she did something wrong. But we know that Dumbledore was convinced of his innocence.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So he just took the blame and was expelled.
Yes. Wow. But interesting, he got a job at the ministry. So I assume he must have at least some OWLs. Fifth year, because I was trying to think, when was he expelled? That was, well, we can do the math, right? In 1913, so fifth year. Yeah, he must have finished it, because otherwise I don't think he would have gotten into the ministry.
Yeah, really. So he had some level of and maybe the requirements are different back then. And also, you know, it could be one of those things where if you have great experience, that can out sort of weigh some of your schooling.
Exactly. So. True. I just thought of, it's funny, because he probably that way didn't get any newts.
Oh my.
Nastily exhausting wizarding tests. Exhausting, yeah. Probably. That's a typo. Yeah. Exhausting wizarding tests. So was that a coincidence that they are named newts?
Yeah, that's weird. Nastily exhausting wizarding tests.
Yeah, that's the sixth year.
That's what they call them?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just funny that he didn't get any.
Yeah,
because he was expelled. Yeah,
that is funny.
Also, interesting fact, sometime during the First World War from 1914 to 1918, Scamander served on the Eastern Front in a confidential Ministry of Magic program to wrangle Ukrainian Iron Bellies, which are dragons.
Okay.
The program was ultimately canceled as the dragons only responded to Scamander and tried to eat everyone else.
Whoa, what the heck?
Isn't that cool? I mean, cool, not cool for the other people, but he just has that special connection.
Yeah, so he's fully, wow, okay. Mm-hmm.
And here's something on his job at the ministry. So he spent 2 years in the office of for House Elf relocation before joining the Beast Division. And we know how much he was scared of being stuck in an office job, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
But at least it is in a field he loves. So he started there because he just loves it. And
right.
He at least found a job there. Almost like Mr. Weasley, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Gosh, we just love Mr. Weasley.
Yeah.
He's awesome. And as they all noticed that Mr. Scamander is an absolute genius when it comes to magical creatures. He got lots of promotions and finally started his career as a magizoologist.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. He should. I mean, like, again, when he's, that's his thing, right? This, it just so fits him. And we need someone like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, when you're the number one guy in your field and you're writing books and field studies and stuff. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, he should be promoted. He should.
Yeah. It's awesome that he, even though he got expelled for a wrong reason, he still worked his way up because he's just good. He's super passionate about it. And then he got even in 1918, Augustus Worm of Obscurus Books, he commissioned him to write the first edition of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So someone, you know, he just
funded him to kind of do that.
To do that, yeah.
Which is cool. And that's really where we kind of pick up with him. Yeah, he's on his, exactly. He's working on his book and stuff.
Yes.
He talks to Tina about, right?
Yeah.
So
there's, so that sounds pretty cool that he still found his way. But I think it's sad that we learn that his family was not very impressed with his career as a very successful magizoologist. And I wonder why. Because they were hippogriff breeders. Why did they resent him so much? And we see it in Theseus, right? He kind of doesn't think Newt's, like, he doesn't really take him serious. And yeah, they don't really get along at
right.
first.
I think that, and it grows and he starts to understand more about his brother and see the value that he provides. It takes time. Again, it's almost like this time period, he's way ahead. He's far more progressive or far more... just in tune with this idea of protecting these beasts, whereas people want to exterminate them or breed them, like, or they want to use them for some gain. You know what I mean? To be a breeder is not necessarily, I don't know. I mean, people have different views on that, right?
Yeah.
As to whether that's, you're doing good by those.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, I think they are. They probably still, you know, love their fantastic beasts and stuff.
In most cases, yeah.
Yeah, but it's sort of like, I guess maybe they wanted him to take over too, like the business. And then he's like, no, I actually want to go out and kind of save some of these species. We're losing them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That is interesting that they felt that way. And this is sort of just a one line that they didn't really they weren't very supportive of it. I bet you that's right. Like, depending on when, you know, I mean, at some point he becomes world renowned and his books are being taught by Lally Hicks, right? Over at Ilvermorny, which is awesome. So it's a required reading. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah. They don't really expand on this. Yeah. It's just mentioned that really at first, like, his family was not very happy about that. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here's something. And actually now I'm trying to remember if I came up with that because it's been a while when I wrote our doc for this episode, and I'm trying to think if I, because I feel like I, that's my own thought.
Yeah,
but if not, I apologize if it's not, and I pulled that from the article. But here's something. So Albus, he was always very close to Newt, right? And Dumbledore went through a similar situation with Hagrid later on, right? It's almost like Hagrid is also a little bit like Newt. He loves magical creatures. And then his closest student ever is Harry. So I guess he was like a mix of a friend and father figure to all three of them somehow.
Yeah, it's almost like, in different generations, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got sort of like when Dumbledore's younger and then when he's sort of more seasoned with Hagrid, and then Harry comes in when he's a much older wizard,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and really takes him under his wing and keeps a close watch over him and has a bond, you know, has a bond with him because he trusts Hagrid with his life.
Yeah, he says that, yep.
Right. Yeah. I think, doesn't Hagrid even at one point reference Scamander? I think. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure he did.
He does.
He must have, yeah.
Because they bring him in when they have the issue with the dragon. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's really cool. That's a good thought, and I think that makes sense. I mean, Dumbledore is able to see that and perceive those things, and he has that sort of kind, tender heart, right, and cares about people. Actually, watching Secrets of Dumbledore as we were this morning has that change of heart.
Yeah.
You know, and that was sort of, that's the reason they made their blood pack or whatever is because... What if one of them had a change of heart? And he clearly is the one.
It's
that
almost
we're talking
kind
about
of there. Grindelwald knew that Dumbledore was going to change his mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's too. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, what if that's somehow him, you know, not trying to make up, but like do it better this way than he did it with his sister Ariana. You know, be there for people.
Yeah.
At the same, Yeah, sorry.
He says that with Aberforth, mm-hmm. right? Had I been there more, right? Had I been around and been a better brother. I think it's things he's realizing in life. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have areas where we need to do better or we need to improve or mm-hmm. we could improve. So, yeah, it's...
But like other people...
Self-reflector.
Just as I said that, we have to be careful because like other people, Dumbledore is a multifaceted person.
Yeah.
And we also know he tends to, you know, use people for... Still, he doesn't call it really the greater good, but for the big plan, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is, you know, he kind of used Newt too. Help him at least. He asked him for help. It's different. I'm not saying he directly like used and manipulated him, but he definitely can. We know he's capable of that.
Well, and it's also like he sort of. It's almost like he's burdened with this, like, I know how to do this, but it's going to require these people doing these things.
Yeah.
You know? And I want to make sure they're on board with me and they understand where I'm coming from. Because, like, all the stuff with Fudge, he was trying to get Fudge to understand all these different things. And it's like, he had to work against him a lot of times. And so that meant doing things, you know?
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But this is not about Dumbledore. I just wanted to mention that he was very close to Newt, as we know. And I don't want to really go into details of the Fantastic Beasts series with, you know, Newt's character, as this is something that's, you know, the movies just came out, but we want to provide some background knowledge rather. So, we started with his early life, his career, and now we're going to skip ahead and talk about his later family. Because we know that he marries Tina and they have, and again, it says at least one child. They think it's a son for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely know they had a grandson.
Right.
So on this article, it's for some reason, they said, we don't know why they don't mention any names, but we know his grandson, Rolf. Rolf, is that how you say it?
Yeah, Rolf.
R-O-L-F. Rolf. Scamander, and he later on gets married to Luna Lovegood. Is so cool that she's now related to the Scamander
totally
family.
Fits in the Scamander family. When you think of Newt,
I know, right?
I just think, I'm only thinking of him, right? But yeah. It's like she totally would fit that. She's out totally, there looking at flowers and coming across strange, you know, creatures and stuff.
And here's something I love.
Oh,
they had, so Rolf and Luna had 3 Kneasels: Hoppy, Millie, and Mahler.
That's unbelievable. That's your dream right there.
I know.
That is your dream, to have 3 Kneasels. Right. And yeah, that's cool. Cool names, actually. Cool. Hoppy, Millie,
and Mahler.
Mahler.
Yeah.
There's some trivia for you guys.
Right. Yeah, true. And another trivia fact. Luna gives later birth to twin boys. Lorcan and Lysander?
Lysander?
Lysander. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. And
cool.
They say Newt and Tina are still alive. They still live in Dorset at the age of 118. But that is back from 2017. So now they would be 123 years old.
Holy smokes.
And
like,
I was like,
do wizards live that long, you know?
That's the question I asked. And I was like, we meet Flamel in the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
did he teach him something about alchemy? Or is that a normal age, you know, for wizards and witches?
Something in the elderberry juice they're drinking.
I know.
Right?
But I went and looked it up. And it says, wizarding life expectancy in Britain reached an average of 137.75 years in the mid-1990s, according to the Ministry of Divine Health. Although the oldest wizard on record reached the age of 755 in late 1991. Was that?
Is that Flamel?
Good question. It sounds, well, did he, when did they go to school?
I don't even know. That's
it could be. It could be him.
In the late, in late 1991. So that would have been probably Nicholas Flamel.
It sounds like, it totally sounds like him, yeah.
That's pretty freaking old.
Yes. I mean, he extended
the data
though.
There, right?
I mean, yes, he is. He totally extended it through the philosophers or sorcerers don't. Yeah, but we know that wizards in general have a much longer life expectancy than muggles.
Right.
Usually, like, they live 2 or 3 times longer, or as long as their non-magical counterparts.
So, trying to see here what it says. So, yeah, it says he died sometime between 1992 and 1996, and they have him aged at either 665 or 696.
Oh, it was not him.
I don't know. I mean, that would be like, they said he was born between 1300 and 1326 is what they're estimating here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all based on, but yeah, they've done their research. Reference. Anyway.
Yeah, this whole article is about wizard kind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the average being 137 means that, yeah, you have people who live well beyond that, right?
Right.
And dang.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. Cool, actually.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good about the Mr. and Mrs. Weasley and, you know, just...
I know. Right? But it's sad if you have muggle and wizarding couples, you know. If you have, for example, Jacob and Queenie.
Yeah.
Jacob's probably not going to live as long as Queenie.
I wonder if there's a little juice, though. There's
I wonder, too.
Something that you can slip in their morning coffee. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's got to be some sort of benefit there. But no, yeah, good thought. Never thought about that.
Oh, right, cool. So I'm pulling up, like, for example, like you said, HarryPotter.fandom.com always gives you the, always gives you
the reference.
The references.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here they pull a photo of the movie.
Oh, was it like one of the portraits or something? Because, I mean, 755 is not even close to Nicholas Flamel. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know, you again could have had maybe...
But he extended his lifetime, so not natural.
But I wonder if somebody else did, too. You know, they extend... Because if there's 755, or if that's just, you know, maybe he... They figured out another way to kind of extend their life or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
this looks like a picture of the Daily Prophet.
Does,
I mean, that's cool. If people take pictures on the Daily Prophet, I wonder, yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
It is cool. I love if people like take pictures of the props, look closer at the props, and they put real articles in there. Like the prophet that you see for a second in the movie is full of cool articles.
Right. Yeah, I think we were watching today, and there was, again, a lot of stuff around Santos, right? And just an article on her and different people and this whole, you know, confederation and everything. And I was like, wow, there's a lot of detail in that. When you pause it and you look at it, you go, wow, they've written full articles on this stuff. Yeah. Or at least headlines with a few lines that are discernible and stuff.
So. I love that.
Yeah, me too. It's great attention to detail.
Yeah. And,
I mean, if they're pulling it for the stat that, like, somebody lived to be, because that could be a headline, right? 755 years or whatever, like that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So, all right, awesome.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. Anything. So that's hey, there we go. Some Newt Scamander information. Love old Newt, and I think he's great. And I'm so glad we have more of him. I know people aren't a huge fan of these movies. You and I are hoping that there are more.
Yeah.
Because we love him. I still want other projects. I'm looking forward to the Hogwarts Legacy game and all that kind of stuff, you know, because I want to go back in time and see what Hogwarts was like. But at the same time, I there's so many things you can do with the Marauders and different things. Just these stories they're just so cool. And Newt is definitely, he and Jacob are just, I think, the best part to. And
yes.
Like Queenie, Tina, that foursome is just.
Yeah.
They're so sweet.
Yeah.
They're so great. So. Okay, cool. So I think it's time for us to, we're going to move into advice of the week. Is that right? Advice of the week. That's great.
Right. I think that's really cool. It's the Chinese wisdom.
I love how we entertain ourselves with sounds. And we just we'll continue to experiment and play around with stuff. So,
actually, that's what I was going to say. We're thinking about making this column or this part a listener segment too, because we would love to hear like just general advice from our listeners as we kind of get to know you guys, and because we all learn something from our favorite books that can influence and change our lives in a positive way, you know, and inspire us. And that's exactly the kind of community that we want to create. And so please send us your life advice, your advice.
Advice.
Your life lessons and inspirations you got from the Wizarding World stories.
Yeah. Or I would say even just in general, like if you have rules to live by, you know what I mean? Like rule number one, stay hydrated.
Yeah. And something, elaborate on that and why that helped you in your life. You know, like I just love that kind of stuff. I love listening to, you know, personal development.
Actually, yeah, a lot
stories
of
stories, and
we do, like when we're eating or whatever, if we're not watching Harry Potter, we will then look up a motivational video or advice or financial advice or content creation advice or any sort of motivational speech. I think it's good. I think it's good to kind of surround yourself by that vibe and that type of energy. So
and connect that to our favorite stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Because really, I mean, again, yeah, we kind of throw out our theme or our idea or whatever, but. And I love to inspire my students, and I love to talk and encourage them or whatever and try to give a little bit of advice. We don't think we're great advice givers, but it's sort of like everyone has some advice that they can offer.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right, is that everyone has life experiences and things that they've learned along the way that are valuable, and we would love for them to be shared.
Yeah.
The other thing you find, though, sometimes, and I think this is interesting with advice, is that just because I have advice to give to a student or to someone else or anyone out there in life, they may not be ready for it. One of the coolest things about it is that like it's okay if they're not ready for it yet. That might not be something that,
or it doesn't fit their situation.
Exactly. That's totally cool. That's why it's a community and it takes everybody. So
yeah,
I love that. I love that, sweetie.
So, yeah. Cool. Today we don't have anything from you guys yet. So here's what we want to share based on Newt's life. And that is, don't be afraid to fully embrace who you are and what you love. And don't let your past stop you from pursuing your passion projects and shining your own personal beautiful light in this world, because it's unique and there's only one unique you.
Let's go. Let's go. That does fit into what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. Yes. Like, that's our whole thing was sort of like a struggle as to like, what do we do? Do we do the reread? Do we, you know, what kind of project do we pursue? What gives us joy? And also, where do we think we could kind of speak up and share and
contribute
or whatever, and create community and meet new friends and stuff. You know, it's just so crazy. The world is, it's an interesting thing. We all share the present, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to us right now and you send us messages or we talk or you leave a review or whatever. And like, we share this moment in this world together. We exist at the same time. And I think it's a really cool thing. And that can even echo on to future generations and stuff. And we can, again, kind of remember those who've come on before us or whatever. It's just, it's a cool experience that we're in terms of this life. And yeah, it has its ups and its downs, right? It has its sad moments and its happy moments and everything. And it's just nice to have one another and a common theme or fandom or energy to kind of bond around. So yeah, be inspired. Be, you know, if you've got your... You have a voice or something you want to talk about. And also remember this at Shell Cottage Radio, like truly, you guys can send us your stuff and we're going to feature a few people today. Really, really cool things that I think some people ask. I was like, can I like mention you on the podcast? Because this is like super inspired me. And I just want people to know that they have a voice here, right? You can always kind of reach out. And if it's positive and if it's something that I think makes people better and that it fits, right, that moving and a positive direction with positive energy, you got it right here. Like, we would love to share it.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah. So. And it's like, you know, Newt, he wasn't despite his career at Hogwarts was, you know, he didn't get his newts. He didn't really get the approval of his family, but he still went his own way and went down his own path and embraced, at the end, he embraced who he is. And that really gave him the success, because that's when, you know, he was discovered. Wow, you know so much about magical creatures. We need someone like you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Wow. That was a long episode. But as Bill mentioned at the beginning, we really want to share some of our first listener's email, which makes us so happy because... we want to give you guys a platform. We want to share what you share with us, really. And it does motivate us so much that you're out there, you enjoy listening to this. So here we go. This is our first email from Brian McCormick. Hello, Fleur and Bill. Recently discovered your podcast and I'm loving it. You two are such a breath of fresh air, honestly. I enjoy the banter between you two and the manner in which you present. It's natural, it's unassuming. I really do feel that I'm sitting at your table listening to two passionate but well-balanced Potterheads talking of the wizarding world that I love. I very much enjoy you both sharing your wide-ranging thoughts, the sound effects, your stories, and your shared spontaneity. I do hope that you'll have time and space for more podcasts going forward. Again, thank you both very much and keep up the good work. Brian McCormick from Virginia.
Let's go. Brian, that's first of all, I'm so glad. And I hear that actually is going to fit in what I'm about to say. So glad that you read that email, because I don't think I could have said the word spontaneity. Like, I was like,
it's not easy.
I was like, it's so funny when I read emails or thoughts or something from people who write in, they're like, wow, the vocabulary we're using up in here is really
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you don't want to mess it up because, you know.
I'm just being kind of silly. But yeah. No, it is kind of, it makes us feel good. You know, it's just nice. It's nice to hear from people and encourages us to kind of keep going. And actually, so again, this whole section for listeners' comments and stuff is really going to be, we've wanted to turn it into more like, if you have advice or thoughts on the reread chapters or... you know, just want to share your story, how you got into Harry Potter, and you want to we'll feature those on the show. Like, what was your first introduction to it? Your favorite books, some of your favorite characters, just really a feature kind of for our listeners.
Yeah,
and it's something kind of a fun reward just for. I think it's like, if you're going to put the effort into writing into the show, wouldn't it be great to kind of hear your stuff read on the show?
Exactly,
I think it's just fun. And we want to build that kind of community. And then you share it with your friend. You say, hey, they read my thing on the show. And then maybe they want to write in, and it's just fun. Because I actually have friends that I went to, I go to podcasting conventions, mm-hmm. or like they did like a live podcast. And I was like, let's go. We're actually going to go see our friends up at the Wizarding World of Kent. Yeah. And they're doing a live podcast. They're doing, I think, a cosplay competition. We thought about entering it as Fleur and Bill. And just, not that we expect to win or anything, just to go in there and kind of for fun, enter that or whatever. But it's fun to again, share that with other friends, coworkers, or people who listen to the same podcast, mm-hmm. and you talk about it or whatever. Maybe you disagree with our thoughts and you don't want to share that with us. You just want to tell somebody else, like, I don't know. Fleur was kind of like, you know, rambling about the Newt there, and I don't know if I like
it. You know, but even that, like, you know, healthy critics that make the podcast better.
Absolutely. Please. Yeah. Send those in. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We're not going to take offense to it again. Well, actually, that's one thing I always want people to know. And it kind of leads me into something that Laura said. This is Laura from Instagram, who I asked. I was like, hey, can I give you a shout out on the podcast? Because she reached out and just sort of followed me from Swish and Flick and then Up Talk and Tolkien, my Lord of the Rings podcast, over to Hyperspace Hangout, like over to mm-hmm. Bend the Knee, Wheel of Time, all this stuff, right? And it was just sort of, it was really cool because it's someone who had listened to me on multiple projects mm-hmm. that didn't reach out in those other projects, but then chose to kind of reach out either here or on just, to, you know, it's just, you never really know which one, which fandom people are going to kind of connect with more. Yeah. And I know I'm giving her a shout out here, but I'm also going to give her a shout out on my other shows too, because she mentioned all of them, and I just think it's cool and it's so fitting. But something that she mentioned that I thought was pretty cool. She enjoys the content, right? Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Harry Potter, all that good stuff. Very interested in those things. Mm-hmm. But she thanked me, and I think I want to amplify this because there's a good message in here. But I, as a woman into like nerd culture, it can sometimes be somewhat unsafe, or you can kind of feel like you aren't nerd enough. But I've never felt that way mm-hmm. in your groups. And she wanted to just kind of thank me and us for the space that we create. And I want anyone and everyone to know, whether you're a youngster, you know, a female, male, whatever, like it does not matter. Like as never, and Lottie knows this and can back me up on this. If we disagree and maybe or I say something that's wrong, or I say something that I misspeak or something on any of the projects. So I do so much podcasting that won't surprise me at all if I slip up and say something that was rude or a saying that I've heard that was whatever. I always will apologize.
Yeah.
Always apologize, or always try to say that, you know, thank you for like, because Lottie just mentioned being critical. Like if there's something that we say that was wrong or we need to improve upon, let us know. We're not going to rage out. We're not going to like freak out and yell at you guys. Oh, what the heck? Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just not what you do. I mean, even my students who want to think of how hard it is for a student to raise their hand in class and say,
yeah,
could you reteach that? Or could you show me a different way? Because the way you did it, I just don't understand still. I don't get it or whatever. That's tough for kids to do. And so one of the things I found in teaching is that like, open that door, go ahead mm-hmm. and open it and let people know that you're not that type of person, and then follow through on it and prove yourself.
Yeah.
Really. You know what I mean? It's easy to say that. And I've actually had a project where people have been critical of mm-hmm. some stuff. And it's like, I wanted them to know, all right, it hurt, right? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't necessarily, you know, it was a multifaceted thing with different co-hosts and different opinions and different things. Why I love Shell Cottage Radio so much is because Lottie and I are kind of really on the same same wavelength, you know what I mean? In terms of positive energy and spirit and stuff. So I just felt really good about that. And Laura, I wanted to say thank you for writing that in.
For sharing that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just huge. I want everyone to feel comfortable sharing their stories and their thoughts. I have so many. So I do a lot of theories. I do a lot of theories on the other podcasts and stuff. And one thing that I've always adopted that I think is really, really important is you can send us a thought. And if it doesn't work, or you mess up something, like you didn't know this character isn't still around, or that this character did something and you just missed that, but you're afraid, because some people are like, I don't know enough. Mm. I have a thought, but I don't really know all the backstory, all the lore. Right. And I don't want to write in and look, you know, silly or stupid or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You never will here. Like, that's just not the case. We don't laugh at people. We don't do that kind of stuff. So I love people's thoughts, because there's so many times where I'm like, I'll pitch an idea or say something. And actually, Lottie's really good about saying, well, that's a great idea. It's a good thought, but this character, by the way, there goes the thunder. Goodness. There goes the thunderstorms we've been talking about. I don't know, you guys probably couldn't hear that one, but that's real ambience, by the way.
Yep. That's real. Yeah.
You probably can't hear it. It's outside the window. The sun's still shining. Anyway, cool. But you know what I mean? I don't want, because I have a lot of kids for Hyperspace Hangout who write in, and they don't know all the lore or the canon, the books, the comics. They're not keeping up with all that stuff. They got homework to do, for crying out loud, right? But they have a thought or an idea, and I want them to share it. And I always want them to feel safe and comfortable doing so. It's just, there's just no reason to kind of laugh at people on that. And that's why I always say, come at it from an educational standpoint, even if it's politics or some great, your belief, your religion, whatever, educate people. You know what I mean? Come at it in that spirit, and you're going to actually end up doing a whole lot more good in the world, I think. So yeah, because Brian's, I really appreciate that as well too. It's just such a, it just feels good to you know, when people like that who are also positive and encouraging and stuff like that reach out. It just feels good. And it's been such a, like, doing Shell Cottage Radio is actually such a breath of fresh air. I love my other projects and my other co-hosts and stuff, but it's so cool because this is homey. It's cozy. Yeah. It's more, I don't know. I just, you know, we're eating apples. I don't feel like I can, you know, we mess up and we have to make edits and stuff. We have to, like, stop. It's fine. It's a good thing. We learn and stuff along the way. So, yeah, really wanted to say thank you to those two individuals. Also, something else we wanted to do here. I have a couple of just reviews. Want to give a shout out to Andrew. Andrew follows all of our projects and is just an awesome guy, and I really appreciate him so much. He said just started listening to the podcast. This was a review over on Apple, and actually going forward, the only reason we're going to do this, it's, you know, I know it's always a weird thing, right, to say like, oh, leave us a review if you like the podcast. But it does help the podcast. So, like, if you are, you know,
you're so cute.
I know, it's like you really don't want, like, if I didn't believe in what we were doing, and I didn't think like it was a positive message that we're sending out there, I wouldn't really ask for it as much. But like, I really do. I really, I've always thought that Lottie's spirit is really one that is just so sweet and so good and stuff. And any way I can, just like your guys' thoughts, right? Like Laura, Brian, Andrew, and others. If it's a thought that's I think good and it comes in a really good spirit, we want to amplify it. You want to amplify that voice. So, anyways, that's why I read these, and I think they're cool. So feel free to write one, and then we will read it. Actually, we'll check on it. But yeah, just started listening to the podcast. Love the homely, calm feeling as you listen to Ez and Lottie. They make you feel at home. Content is relaxed, and I love the fact that the food and drink are involved.
Here we go.
So yeah, I don't know. Lottie loves the sounds. I do love listening to a good ambience video and hearing. One of the ones that she showed me before was actually the different common rooms. If you guys haven't a chance to go check out the common rooms. In terms of like Hufflepuff common room, I'm like, well, what does it really sound like there? And somebody's interpretation of it, like, bam.
Love it.
Yeah, they pop it out there for you. Also, we have, let's see, Shroot Farms, right? Wonderful podcast, great conversation. The lo-fi sounds, vibe is really nice. A nice additional element. Highly recommend. So thank you. You know what I mean? Just
thank you very much.
Two reviews. A bunch of people just do like kind of, they leave the 5-star rating too, which is cool. That also helps. It's just a click. You don't have to actually type anything out or whatever, but I don't know, it just goes a long way. Josh Dahlke, Matthew, other people who have been kind of around our projects, some people on Hyperspace who have wrote in and I think are listening also on Shell Cottage Radio. It's really cool because it's a different dynamic for me, you know. It's just like talking to Lottie is so different from me talking to like Lane or like Matt, and it's just it's good because it's a side of me that I want to get out more. It's actually more of who I am as a teacher and more of who I am as a educator. I think if you hear me on Hyperspace Hangout, like a lot of times, sometimes like I don't actually get along. I don't really agree with some of the opinions of my co-host, but at the same time, wow, that is some rolling thunder.
You might have heard that one. I always check if I not accidentally play something on my phone.
She's actually accidentally, like, we're wearing headphones, and she's accidentally playing like thunder in my ears, and I don't realize it because it's so bright out. Anyway, you guys get the point. It's just cool, and I love doing this project, and I'm so pumped that we get to kind of do the reread. I've actually sent out a message to some other people who have wanted more of a chapter-by-chapter reread, and they've been like, man, Ez, if you ever do that, like, let me know, because that's what I'd be locked in for.
Yeah.
And I would love to have something that was more kind of consistent, because people want to participate, right? They actually want to, like, read the chapter, listen to it on the way to work, then sit down, listen to the podcast, listen to your thoughts, do some of their work during their break. They might want to write in, leave a comment, or, you know, share something that then is going to be shared on that next episode or whatever. So if you're kind of keeping up on the regular, that will happen. But if you're listening and it's been months ago since we started this thing, and you're behind and you have thoughts on chapters 1, 2, or 3 or whatever, and we're well beyond that, still send them. It's still worth that effort because we will feature those things. I promise you. Because, like, it takes a lot of effort for people to do that, and I know it's a big ask sometimes, so... but it's cool. It makes it more of an immersive kind of feeling and experience, which is actually what Lottie does a lot with the sounds and stuff. It makes you feel like you're right at the table, and it's fun. So, oh, gosh. Okay. Sorry. I get so fired up and just love this podcast.
I know. We were just so excited to record this episode because we haven't been recording for or in a while.
2 weeks, yeah.
And we just, yeah, want to share all our thoughts with you guys.
Yeah. So, all right, friends. Hey, thanks so much. We got more. We got other people. We're going to save some for next episode, too. Just people we want to shout out and things. So feel free to write us in. You can follow us at Fleur and Bill. You can check us out there. You can also follow Lottie at Charlotte Sue. And you can follow me at WompRat_2M. So, again, I pitched that username out there for a lot of their projects. So if you just know me on there and you want to DM me there, that's great. Because I take those and we write down names in our notes, and we try to feature those on the show as much as possible. So, all right, friends. Well, that is all for this week. Thank you for tuning in to Shell Cottage Radio 94.7 COZY. We hope you will join us in the future. We thoroughly enjoy meeting new Potter people that don't behave like babbling, bumbling bands of baboons. If you
baboons,
oh, yeah, every time you scare me. I'm not looking at you when you say that, so like it comes to my ear. I'm like, oh. If you don't want to miss the next episode, then be sure to subscribe to the podcast and leave us that review, and we will read your review on the show. And follow us on social media at Fleur and Bill.
Next time, we want to start our reread of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. So definitely don't miss out on next week's episode, and come on with us on the journey back to first year of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Thank you for joining Fleur and Bill in their air-conditioned Shell Cottage radio. No, just Shell Cottage today. We know it's not much, but it's home.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.